Welcome, everybody. Shir number 869, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting question, just want to talk about. We spoke about in the past apple pie, cherry pie. Somebody makes a pie. It was made, it was baked, shine. It's an apple pie, cherry pie. Yeah, the same thing would apply to most pies, regular pie that's made together like that, right? Somebody bakes a pie. So now the question is, I want to eat the middle. Let's take an apple pie, for example. But again, cherry pie, it's all the same thing. I want to eat the apples, right? I make a pie. The outside is mezonos, as we know. You have a crust outside. It's regular mezonos, as we've been going through many, many times. Once you have mezonos and it's baked together, so then the ikar is the mezonos, and one makes a mezonos, even though you have apples inside. Now, the question is, I wanted to, what the problem was, we said it's a little bit, gets a little bit iffy if you want to take out an apple in the middle, right? I want to eat an apple. Do I make a bracha or do I not? In other words, I want to pull out a piece of apple from the pie. That's what I like. I like the pie, but here and there I like to pull out an apple. So how should I work it? What do I do? So what we mentioned, brought down the poskim, according to most poskim, according to how the poskim bring it down, they said, lemaisa, it's good. So you want to eat, let's say I want to eat all the apples. I'll scrape out the apples. I'll make a bar priya eitz, and I'm throwing out the crust. I'm not interested in the crust. I don't like the crust at all. So then you make a bar priya eitz. That's no different than any other apple. But the question was that I want to eat it together. This is my pie. I eat the crust and I eat the inside. But here and there, I'd like to pull out an apple also. So should I make a bar priya eitz also? A mezonos I have to make because this is a pie. A pie is with the mezonos, and that's how I make the mezonos, and that covers everything. So what about if I want to pull out an apple in the middle? So if I scrape out all the apples, I only eat apples, fine, I make a bar priya eitz. If I eat the pie together, like a regular pie, you know, right, so I make a bar mina mezonos. But what about the middle situation, which is nishtahin nishtaher? I pull out an apple here and there. So how do I work that? So lemaisa, we said. So we said, right, you pull out all the apples, fine, and that's one thing. But if I eat in the middle, so the shaila was presented to Rav Hirschfeld Shlita, and he said, lemaisa, if somebody wants to pull out an apple in the middle, then taka no bracha would be made. And that's what we mentioned also last time, that if somebody wants to pull out an apple in the middle, we mentioned differently. We mentioned that one should make a bar priya eitz on something else and have in mind the apple. But Rav Hirschfeld mentioned that lemaisa you would not need a bracha because I made a bar mina mezonos on my pie. I'm eating my pie. Good. So 5 bites later, I decide to take out an apple. So what? So it's a, right. It's sort of like, if you want to say, the cereal. We've spoken about in the past the cereal, Iker v'tuffel. These things are so important to Chazarova. I eat my cereal. I eat my Cheerios, let's say, right? I make a bar mina mezonos, and I eat a bowl of Cheerios with the regular amount of milk, and that's it. So when I get to the end, if I want to drink the milk, so there's no extra bracha. Rav Moshe says it's all the same. It's all part of the bar mina mezonos made on the Cheerios. And let's say you want to take a drop of milk in the middle from the bowl, you know, part of the Cheerios. There's no bracha because that's all part of my Cheerios. I made a bar mina mezonos and I eat my Cheerios. Okay, so if you want to take a separate glass of water, a separate cup of water, a separate cup of milk, that then you would make a shahakal, right? I eat my Cheerios and my milk and it's all together, it's all mezonos, fine. But now I want to go pour myself a glass of milk, so then you make a shahakal. What does one have to do with the other? But over here, so the same thing over here. So as far as I make my bar mina mezonos, I start eating my pie, apple pie, cherry pie, whatever. But now, you know, 5 bites into the apple pie, I now want to pull out a apple. So then, said Rav Hirschfeld, so no new bracha would be made because lemaisi you made a bar mina mezonos in the beginning, and that covered everything. That's it. It covered everything. We spoke about it was from the Mishnah Berurah. We brought it down and so on. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah Taka said a lashon like if somebody wants to be machmir, make. What do you mean? I'm pulling out. I think he was talking about like a plum pie, but lemaisa, I'm pulling out a fruit from the middle of my pie. So I want to be a frumi and I want to make an extra bracha. What do you mean? The Mishnah Berurah says that's a bracha levatala. Bracha levatala. So one has to be careful. Once you make the bar mina mezonos, it's a done deal. Even though one might pull out an apple here and there, in the middle, no new bracha is made. again, because it's baked together. Now the question is, and the case of the cereal and milk is because the milk is toffle, the milk is secondary to the cereal. That was pshat over there. But if somebody's eating, I'm just chazering over some of the halachas of hikav a toffle. If somebody eats, let's say, tuna fish on a cracker, right? I like my cracker and I like my tuna fish. I like the tuna fish and I like the cracker. If I eat the tuna fish to enhance the cracker, so then I only make one bracha. I'm eating the tuna fish only to enhance the cracker, so I only make a bar mina mezonos. But if I like the tuna fish and I want the tuna fish and I also like the cracker, right? So then already you have to make two brachas. Okay, so but even though it wasn't baked together, okay, but I don't want to make it too confusing. Bottom line is I pull out an apple from the apple pie after I made my mezonos. I'm halfway in, so now no new bracha will be made. But now let's say somebody wants to explain Rav Hirschfeld. Somebody wants to start out with an apple, right? Before I made my mezonos, before anything, before I start off, I like the apple. I want to take a piece of apple. I'm not eating all the apple, throwing away the crust. I'll eat the crust too. So then, l'chor, you would need two brachas. You have to make a bar priyo eitz, right? One will make a bar priyo eitz on the piece of apple. I pull out a piece of apple before anything, and that's what I eat. I make a bar priyo eitz. It might even be better to make a bar priyo eitz on something else and have in mind the apple. But then you would have to make a mezonos, because the real, and that now I'm eating the regular pie, because the real bracha, the regular bracha on the pie together with the mezonos and everything is bar mina mezonos. So that's what would have to be done. This concept is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Sometimes if it's a suffix and there's mezonos over there, so we know that mezonos, once you make mezonos, many times it covers, like we spoke about the soup. If somebody has a few pieces of barley floating around, if it's regular barley soup, you make mezonos, that's it. But there are far out cases. Years ago, people never did that money, whatever. You know, only if a couple of pieces of barley floating around, so the Mishnah Berurah says, so the ikar is the soup. In such a case, again, regular barley soup is mezonos, but in such a case, is one or two pieces of barley floating around. So it could be if you make a mezonos on the barley, it will cover the soup. So the Mishnah Berurah says, first make the shahakal on the soup, and then you take out a piece of barley or something like that from those one or two pieces and make a mezonos separately, like this year in the kli. Because once you make the mezonos, so the same thing over here. One, if you take out the piece of apple first, you make a bar priya eitz, fine, because that's what you're eating. Now you eat the pie, so you make a mezonos, because the pie, lamaisa, needs a bar mina mezonos, because you're eating the crust and everything together. So that's how to work. But if you first make, again, just a chazrov, what if you make a regular mezonos, I'm eating the pie regular, now you pull out an apple in the middle, so now no bracha would be made. It's only if you took out the piece of apple first. Okay, thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.